If you've noticed some products hitting the stores with packaging and labels that might include a marijuana leaf, you might be wondering, isn't that illegal?
While marijuana itself remains illegal here in the state, CBD, a compound that's found in both the hemp and marijuana plants, is a gray area. It's likely that someone you know might have tried it for some variety of reasons, for health reasons, maybe even on their dog.
Dan Nasowitz is a freelance writer and editor for publications including Atlas Obscura, New York Magazine, and more. He wrote the piece, CBD is Everywhere, but Is It a Scam? For Vox.com to help us sort through all the information that's out there. I spoke with Dan on Wednesday, and with the passing of the Farm Bill, hemp is now legalized. While this doesn't directly affect the legality of CBD, it can be extracted from the hemp plant, and we can see more of it in the future. Dan, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with the basics. First, what is CBD and where does it come from?
So CBD is short for cannabidiol. It's one of the many chemical compounds that's present in the cannabis plant. There's this kind of large group of them called cannabinoids. We don't know how many there are even. About 100 have been discovered. There's definitely more. We don't know how many. It's probably one of the most lucrative of the cannabinoids, the other one being THC.
A lot of people hear CBD and they associate it with marijuana, but CBD does not give a person the high that marijuana does, correct?
That's correct, yeah. CBD is not psychoactive in the way that we normally think about it. It's present in what's called industrial hemp, which is just a different strain of the cannabis plant that's grown to have very little THC in it.
Now, we're seeing all sorts of different products infused with CBD or created with CBD oil, including one Madison brewery that just launched a CBD-infused beer. Can you give us a sense of what other kind of products we're seeing on the market?
Oh, there's tons. There's no limit to them. You'll see topical oils and creams and lotions. You'll see vapes. Those are really common. You'll see oils that are supposed to be added to foods. You'll see gummies. There's really no limit to the different ways that you'll see it sold.
Why have we seen the market grow so much and so suddenly?
So there's a couple of reasons for that. One of them being that cannabis is sort of in the process of being legalized in various forms. It's kind of stuttering and stalting, but it definitely is becoming more legal. The other thing is kind of a general trend for what used to be called homeopathic drugs, now sort of natural remedies or alternative medicines. It definitely falls under that kind of broad category. And there's also kind of a general preference now, or kind of a new trend for plant-based solutions to medical issues or whatever problems people kind of want to solve.
You mentioned homeopathic methods. Is that the motivating factor as to why people are going out and buying CBD products?
Sometimes people kind of buy it the same way that they buy a coffee or a tea. They just kind of want something that's thought to have a very slight kind of physical effect.
Now, CBD is federally illegal, but that hasn't stopped the market. Can you explain the legality of the product and how it's still so readily available?
Yeah, that's kind of a complicated question, and it's actually about to change because the Senate just passed the 2018 Farm Bill, which CBD and hemp is kind of a big deal in. So it's kind of tricky because this is a bunch of different departments within the government kind of arguing amongst themselves about whether it's legal or not. The DEA maintains that any product derived from cannabis in any form is federally illegal. It's the same schedule as cocaine. They consider it a very bad thing, but they don't really go after anyone who's growing industrial hemp for CBD. They're not really going after anyone who's selling CBD So you can pretty much buy it in all 50 states. There was in the 2014 Farm Bill, which is the previous one, there was a provision for some pilot projects to grow industrial hemp in various states. And those have kind of made a foothold in getting CBD grown in the U.S. kind of more accepted. And the 2018 Farm Bill, if it passes, which it probably will, is a major step forward in that it makes CBD and industrial hemp federally legal, can be grown in all 50 states. It has some weird restrictions on it that makes it sort of unlike other crops. For example, one of the provisions is a 10-year ban. So any state or federal drug felon, so anyone who has a felony on their record for a drug-related crime, can't participate in growing hemp, which is sort of insane because it's not a psychoactive product. It's just a crop like anything else. And obviously there's no law prohibiting a felon from growing corn or wheat or soy or whatever. But there will be a 10-year ban for drug felons growing hemp, which is strange. But otherwise, it's going to be basically the same as other crops now.
We're talking with Dan Nosowitz, a freelance writer and editor for publications including Atlas Obscura, New York Magazine, and more. He wrote the piece, CBD is Everywhere, But Is It a Scam, for Vox.com. So, Dan, we've got people buying CBD for all kinds of reasons, but how much do we know, if anything, about its proven effects?
So very little. The problem here is that a product kind of has to be legal in order to really get a lot of research behind it. It's just been very difficult while cannabis was federally illegal for scientists to kind of amass the large scale amount of research and testing and clinical trials and all that stuff that you need to really understand a product. So it's super limited. We really know very little about, say, drug-drug interactions. We know basically nothing about that. We know very little about how CBD really affects the brain, which specific sensory, which specific sensors it's triggering. We don't really know. We don't know dosage. That's like a major issue, that we don't know how much you should take or in what form. We don't know whether you should take this much in a vape, this much in an oil, this much in a gummy. It's very, very unclear. The research is super limited. There's basically no research into the kind of small dosage that you'll see in CBD additives. Most of it's being done for stuff like epilepsy and like large anxiety projects, stuff like that.
Yeah, you also wrote in your piece that just in along the lines of what you just said about researchers and professionals that are in the field are skeptical about CBD products. Is that where the attitude is coming from, that we really don't know what the real benefits or effects of CBD is?
Yeah, I think it comes from two places. One of them is definitely just a lack of research, that there's so little that we really know about how CBD works. The other element is that it's so unregulated at the moment that it can be kind of anything. And a lot of the researchers that I talk to just don't trust the products that you would be buying online or in a store. There's been very little oversight from the USDA or the FDA about what's actually in this stuff, whether it does the things that it claims. And there was actually, of the very, very few times that anyone in the government has actually tested these products, they found that some of them, you know, these are isolates. So they're supposed to be 99 or 100% just pure CBD. Some of them had no CBD in them at all. Some of them had high levels of THC, which, aside from being illegal, is sort of dangerous, because if you're taking this to kind of calm down and then you get in your car and you start, you know, you drive to work before a big meeting, you might have a substantial amount of THC in there, which is dangerous. So yeah, a lot of the researchers are very, very, very skeptical about the stuff that you can buy.
Now, a big part of your piece that you wrote for Vox was sorting through all the information and claims that are out there about CBD to try to find out all the important pieces. So I'm wondering, after all the research that you've done, what do you think? Is it a hoax or a scam, or is it a passing trend?
Got all of the above and none of the above at the same time. It's really interesting because it's not nonsense. CBD is not like complete nonsense. Like, sure. You know, crystals are nonsense. Like a Himalayan salt lamp is nonsense. It's not real. It doesn't do anything. CBD is not that. It actually is an interesting chemical compound that has these interesting properties. It was actually approved for an epilepsy drug. It's proven to be a really promising treatment for schizophrenia. It does have these kind of anti-inflammatory and anti-anxiety effects, but that doesn't mean that the stuff you're buying in the store like does any of that. A lot of it is just way like orders of magnitude too low of a dose, partly because to have the right dose would be like kind of a lot of oil and would be really expensive and taste really bad. We don't know what's in it. We don't know how it works. Like it's a really promising thing, but the level of hype and misinformation and the total lack of trust that experts have in the products on the market. I think people should kind of read a lot about it and maybe stay away until it's figured out exactly how this stuff works.
And finally, Dan, let's say somebody that's listening right now has been wanting to give CBD a try. What should they keep in mind when buying a product or deciding to try something the local coffee shop is selling?
Boy, that's a good question. I don't know. I mean, try it. Like, it's not likely to be that dangerous. It's CBD itself is there hasn't really been much in terms of like dangerous side effects that have been in there. I don't know. I mean, I think you can try it fairly safely. I think I would read a lot about it and try to read actual scientific studies rather than blog posts and that kind of thing, because everyone there's a ton of money involved in this and a lot of people are trying to sell you stuff. I wouldn't trust that. I don't know. It's a really complicated thing. I think you can try it fairly safely. But I wouldn't necessarily have a ton of faith that your CBD coffee is going to be doing anything.
Dan, thanks so much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That was Dan Nosiewicz, freelance writer and editor for publications including Atlas Obscura, New York Magazine, and more. He wrote the piece, CBD is Everywhere, but is it a scam, for Vox.com.